This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro defeated Roxana 52-42. I'm Gary Boker Sr. alongside Gary Boker Jr. and to my left, Brant Alexander Boker. So it's Boker, Boker, and Boker here tonight and looking for some good high school basketball, correct?
Yes, we are. I've been listening all day and sounds like it's been an outstanding shootout here at Carlinville, and we just hope we have another great one here.
And you've been listening to some high school basketball, but I think you've also been participating in some elementary basketball as well?
Yes, we had fifth grade girls basketball at 2 o'clock today. Now, we also had the Elks hoop shoot this morning in Pena, and your granddaughter finished first in the her age group with 13 out of 25 free throws. So,
shout out to Kennedy Lynn. All
she
right.
Very excited about that. And then,
following in the family footsteps, huh?
And after that, she had her game at our game, and we've got a group of really good young ladies, and that's their third game. We won all three of them. We played here at Carlinville last week and got a win at Central A&M today, and it was a little tougher. We were actually losing in the second half, and it was neat because the girls got to experience that little bit of panic mode of, hey, we might lose. And I told them afterwards, I said, I'm not really worried about what the scoreboard says. You know, we're looking for quality basketball, play well, do things together. And I thought down the stretch in the fourth quarter, we did that, and it was a lot of fun, and I hope they learned something out of today. And they continue to get better. And your granddaughter, Kennedy, she had 13 points. She played extremely well. But, you know, the exciting thing for me was, I said, the highlight is one of our girls, Bianca Roschkis, in traffic went in with a left-hand layup.
Oh.
Missed it, but everything was good form. And that was one of the things we stress every day at practice is the left-hand layup and the fundamentals and things like that. So I was more excited about a missed layup than I was about anything else that happened during the game. So it was a lot of fun, and we came away with a victory, and hopefully it continue to get better.
That shows your coaching expertise. You want it done, but you want it done right. And, of course, a lot of times the youngsters, they need to be credited when they do things right. Well, tonight, here in game number 7, the Metro East Lutheran Knights of Anthony Smith will start Jason Williams, a 5'10 senior, Tyler Williams, a 6'2 junior, Jonah Wilson, the 6' junior, A.J. Smith, a 6'4 sophomore, and DeMonte Bean, a 6'6 junior. The Hilltoppers, they win the tip, and they'll be going from our left to our right to the south basket. They're in their white uniforms with the orange and black trim. And for the Toppers with the ball right now is Keaton Pruitt. He'll swing it across the other side to Jace Teakin. Teakin tries to go inside and tosses the ball away as DeMonte Bean comes up with a steal, and quickly Metro East heads the other way. They'll slow it down and set up the offense as Jason Williams will pull things out between the circles. He'll dribble over on the right side and get a screen from Bean. Bean sets a screen, rolls to the basket. He's not open, so they'll swing the ball around to the other side. A.J. Smith with the ball on the left baseline. A couple dribbles, and he stops, so he'll kick a ball back out front. Little driving run, one-hander there by number 14, and that is Jonah Wilson, the 6-foot junior, gets the Metro East Lutheran Knights on the board first.
Yeah, nice little penetration pull up, hit that shot. We call that hitting attack the rectangle and get the shot off, and he's able to finish well.
Nick Andre with the ball on the baseline. He kicks it over to Landon Carroll. They'll spot out for a three off the iron. No good. Greg with the rebound and the putback. Big Jordan Greg. They list him as 6'4". He may be a little bit more than that, but he is a load inside, isn't he?
He did a great job of, you know, we preached that, getting that ball and that rebound, keeping it high, going right back up, putting it off the glass. That's exactly what he did.
Now coming down the other way, it'll be A.J. Smith driving the lane. His shot won't go. Greg with the release pass forward to number 5, Landon Carroll. And Landon Carroll goes in for the easy bucket, but give Greg a credit for a good assist.
Yeah, great job. He gets the rebound again. Turns, looks, gets that ball out across half court and on down for an easy basket.
Metro East, as we said, they're 4-3, but two of their losses to a very fine Alton Marquette team. The other loss to Nashville. You know a little bit about the Hornets, right?
Yeah, Nashville's always got a good team, and it's very strong again this year.
Shot is missed by the Knights. Now the Toppers coming down, almost throw it away. However, they regain control. Shot by Andre is off the mark. Andre averaging about 15, 16 points a game. Oh, nice lead lob to the baseline. And then not looking for the pass was Bean. Had it go off his nose. And now the shot from out front goes out of bounds, and it'll be Hillsboro ball. Looking at the Hillsboro Hilltop starters, give us their starters, William.
Hillsboro start number 5, Landon Carroll. Number 11, Nick Andre. Number 15, Jace Teakin. 20, Keaton Pruitt. Number 52, Jordan Gregg. You mentioned a 6'4 senior. Awful good tight end in football. Does a lot of things well.
I nicknamed him Gronk a couple of years ago, and he's lived up to that reputation, I believe, in the South Central Conference. Everybody knows about him. Nobody wants to feel him. He will pack a punch when he comes at you, that's for sure. And what surprised me in football is such good hands for a big guy.
Unbelievable. Hey, he had a great catch down the sideline on us last year over there, and we had, you know, athletic defensive backs covering him, and a big tight end just ripped it down. Remind you a lot of Gronkowski, or a tight end of that athleticism.
Brandon Steinmeier with the ball, and he'll kick it out front to Cooper Krohn just into the ball game for Metro East Lutheran. Now back it goes to Jonah Wilson. Wilson gets a pass into the corner and then tries to get a return pass, loses control into a double team as the toppers, as they almost lose the ball, but Jace Teakin is able to dribble through the traffic, gets the ball down to an outlet pass to Andre. Andre's three-point shot will not go. 4-2 is the topper lead, 4-4-4 showing on the first quarter clock. Oh, nice cutter to the basket. Got the pass and also drew the foul as Nick Andre comes over the top.
Metro East does a real good job. When they get the ball in the post, the guards don't stand and watch. They cut to the basket, and their post players do a great job of looking for them. If they've done anything wrong here in the first 3 minutes, is they've made the extra pass a couple times when I think the guy should have taken the shot when he got it in there, but that's very unselfish. You like to see that out of your basketball team.
Free throw's up, and the free throw's good by Tyler Williams. Williams, a 6'2 junior. He's a lefty. He'll get one more and see if he can tie this game up. He'll take a few dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. And he can't buy it as that one rattled around and kicked out. Toppers come away with it. Inside 440 we go. Pass down in the corner goes to Pruitt. Pruitt brings it back out top, and they'll swing around the other side to Teakin. Teakin throws the ball away. That's turnover number two on the toppers. Back the other way, they take it right back and steal it. So a couple of miscues each way, and we're still even as far as the turnover battle. As far as the score, topper still with a one-point lead. Good ball movement there. Gets it around to Pruitt over on the left wing. Pruitt will bring it back up top to Teakin. Now back over to Pruitt as they'll play catch, and we head to the four-minute mark. Halfway through quarter number one, 4-3. Toppers with a lead, toppers with the ball. Driving to the basket, shot partially blocked. Andre couldn't get it to go, and Metro East Lutheran comes up with a rebound. They'll head back the other way. Wilson's going to try to drive. He'll force the issue. Ball goes out of bounds. Blocked and touched last by Jace Teakin. I know you like that drive to the basket, but sometimes it's nice to let more than one person touch the ball when you come down the floor, isn't it?
That is. You get one guy involved, that's it. And that's an inbounds pass there down low.
Oh, the big guy, DeMonte Bean, couldn't hit from point-blank range, and so the toppers escape, come back with the ball and the lead, 4-3. Down to 3:40 to go, first quarter. Pruitt with the ball over on the left wing. He's being guarded closely over there by Cooper Krohn. They'll try to toss the ball inside, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds by M.E.L.
Yeah, good job of help defense coming across on the lob pass there by Metro East.
And so the toppers will inbound. Landon Carroll, the trigger guy, kicks it out front to Pruitt. Pruitt fakes a drive and kicks off on the wing to Teakin. Teakin over on the right side. Dribbles up to the head of the key and then gives off to Gregg at the elbow for two.
Hey, nice touch.
Jordan Gregg showing that he can shoot from the perimeter. Of course, you know from your coaching experience, every big guy wants to shoot from outside, right?
That's it. They all want to be guards. Guards want to be big.
Back the other way go the Knights, and as they try to go to the basket, going to be a foul call against the toppers, and it will go against Landon Carroll. Carroll will pick up his first, and the team second just got word from Brandon Alexander. He's not an outside shooter. He wants to power the ball to the hole.
Yeah, well.
It's a coach's son, right?
It's a better idea.
There you go. All right. Back up top, it's Gregg with some good hands, make the steal, but however, as he tries to throw the ball down floor, he throws it away, and it's intercepted by Metro East. That's one of those direct passes. Coaches say, don't throw them right over his shoulder. The big guy, DeMonte Bean, misses the first shot, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and now it's 6-5 in favor of the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. With the ball is Landon Carroll. He'll go down in the corner. Now they'll swing it all the way back up top to Teakin. Teakin will drive to the free throw line, stop and pop, and somebody must have opened the door. That missed everything.
Blown to the right just a little bit there.
Wide right, was that what you call that one?
Wide right.
Wide right.
A little tough step back. I don't think he just quite didn't quite get squared up. Just everything to the right. Metro East brings it up, trailing 6-5.
Nolan Guthjar into the ball game. Wearing a big number 5 on his green jersey. Metro East decked out in their green jersey or green uniforms with gold and white trim. Pass back to Guthjar. Now back outside for a long 3. No good. Coming up with the rebound is Bean. His putback won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act.
Yeah, he's going to draw that foul on Greg there. It's going to be Greg's first.
I said coming into tonight's game, if there's one thing that the Toppers cannot do, that is to get the big boy, Greg, in foul trouble.
Yeah, that's it. They're going to need him down there rebounding and controlling the boards and rebounding well on both ends.
2:12 to go here in the first quarter. 6-5, Toppers with the lead. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to WSMI. Welcome back to Carlinville High School. DeMonte Bean to shoot the first of 2. Here it rattles around and kicks out. He'll get another one. Bean, what would you say there, about a 6'3", 6'4", senior or junior?
Yes, but very athletic. Thing I noticed, he's wearing low-cut shoes.
Little push-off there by Cooper Krohn as he got the rebound. Now the pass goes back inside. A good cross pass there on the lane to A.J. Smith. You really like that when it goes wing, post, post for an easy 2.
See, what I don't like is offensive rebounds on free throws. That's why I don't like coaching anymore.
There you go.
Thing number 1, that offensive is, rebounds on free throws.
There you go. That is very true. Now they get the ball into Greg just inside the free throw line. His shot comes up a little bit long. Bean comes away with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Zach Miller. Miller gets it back to Bean. Now over in the corner it goes to Wilson. His shot's up, no good. Good job there of squaring out and blocking out for Landon Carroll, who comes down with a rebound. On the dribble he'll go. 90 seconds to go, first quarter, 7-6. Metro East with their first lead of the afternoon. Over to the other side it'll go to Andre. Andre thought about a 3, instead he'll bring it back up top. This is a kid who has really grown by leaps and bounds here from last year. He was kind of a marginal, decent player and has really come along this year to help the Toppers' cause. Now it's Greg at the elbow over on the right side to Andre. He'll dribble baseline, not there. Now he tries to pass across, difficult pass, turnover number 4, and going coast to coast, Cooper Krohn gets his first 2 points of the game. Don't look now, but Metro East, who was trailing for most of the first quarter, they picked up a 9-6 lead as we go into the final 45 seconds of the first quarter. Andre with the ball over on the free throw line, extended right side. He's got double post set on the elbows. He'll drive down the lane, draw the foul, and go to the free throw line. Nice drive by Nick Andre.
Yeah, that's good being aggressive in there and then not shying away from the contact. You just see too many guys in high school do that now. They get in there and they want to throw up the scoop shot, turn themselves a little bit out of whack, and they end up wondering why they don't get the foul call. If you take that thing strong and go in with intent to finish, you're going to get that call more often than not.
Andre's free throw is good. He'll fire one more up there as he's drawn the Toppers to within 2. As Greg's going to get a little extended rest as Gavin Matouche comes into the game for him. Andre waiting for that ball to take that second free throw. A little bit of discussion there between the referee and the coach. Second free throw's up, and it's good as well. 2 points on the board for Nick Andre. Makes it a 9-8 game. Metro East with the lead and the ball. We go into the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Jonah Wilson on the dribble, being guarded by Andre out there. He'll kick it off on the high post to Guthjar. Back the other side, they'll toss it off to Cooper Krohn. Krohn took off, got the feet moving before he got the ball to the floor. Turnover number 4.
23.1 seconds left. Bill Toppers have a chance to take the lead at the end of the quarter.
Work it down for the last possession, perhaps. Tell you what, hanging on the ball for 24 seconds against this Metro East defense could be kind of tough. They're really getting out and getting after it, putting good pressure, and I like the way that Metro East is jumping into the passing lanes, getting hands on the passes. Pruitt thought about the 3, and then he realized he was in 4-point land, takes 2 dribbles into the head of the key, and drains the tray. And now the horn sounds, the quarter is over, and with that 3-pointer by Landon Carroll, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers take an 11-9 lead over Metro East after 1. You're listening to WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Alongside is Gary Boker Jr. Alongside him is Brant Alexander Boker. And coming up with a nice give and go to start the second quarter are the Metro East Lutheran Knights. Jonah Wilson, recipient of the good pass, the easy two. And that knots things up at 11 here as we get action underway in the second quarter. Shots up and no good by Landon Carroll. Coming up with the rebound is Kalen McKinney in the ball game for the Knights. Pass is deflected. It'll still be Metro East ball. As now, after getting a rest, Bertolino is going to head out, and Greg is going to come back into the ball game. Looks like Landon Carroll's going to get a bit of a rest as well, as he deserves that. And Gavin Matus re-enters the lineup. Oh, nice drive. Power move to the basket. DeMonte Bean did a good job there of just settling in, powering up, getting two.
Yeah, he did a great job posting up Greg on that one. That's no easy task.
So that gives Metro East Lutheran the two-point lead, 13-11, as now the Toppers will work the ball around the perimeter against this 2-3 zone by the Knights.
As you talk about being a 2-3 zone, but they do such a good job. It's not a packed-in 2-3. They get out in the passing lanes. They got hands everywhere.
Long arms, and they get them in the passing lanes and do a good job. And now as the big guy, Jordan Gregg, tries to turn and shoot from about 12, he's fouled in the act. And I believe this one's going to go against DeMonte Bean. That'll be his first, only the second team foul on Metro East here in the first half. Gregg to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Been averaging about 15 points a game. Misses that first free throw. He'll get another one with a big 6'4 senior. Jordan Gregg. He will eye it after he sits. Now he'll try it. And he can't buy it as it rolls off the rim. 0 for 2 for Jordan Gregg. He has 4 points. The Toppers still trail by two. There was a pass that missed the intended receiver, but Kalen McKinney was right on the spot there as he picked it up. Now his errant bounce pass goes out of bounds and into the hands of one of the Topper cheerleaders. That'll be turnover number 5 on MEL.
You hate to see a turnover like that coming down. And backdoor cut, not a bad idea, but didn't have to have it that quick.
And so the Toppers will get the ball back, looking to tie or perhaps take the lead with 6:30 to go here in the second quarter. They'll swing it around to Andre. Andre is being closely guarded there by Cooper Krohn. As you said, it's a zone defense, but it's an attacking zone defense. They're playing it very aggressively and getting results as turnover number 5 is intercepted, going coast to coast. Is Jonah Wilson, who picks up his second bucket in the quarter. He has 4 and a quarter, 6 in the game. And don't look now, but the Toppers are trailing by 4 at the 6-minute mark of quarter number 2.
Tried to skip pass last time down. The backside guy just waiting on it. Picked it off, had an easy layup.
And another takeaway there. Good one-on-one defense, Cooper Krohn. He misses the shot, but the rebound is there. They'll miss the rebound as Kalen McKinney, he's going to get talked at by loop-de-doop shot that did not go. Going the other way now, they're going to kick the ball out in the corner in an unforced error there as the lazy pass results in turnover number 6.
Tried a little penetration and kick it out, but just not under control, not a good pass out of the corner.
5:34 to go here in the first half. 15-11, Metro East with the lead. We'll take a timeout, be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Toppers will inbound. Keaton Pritt bring it down on a dribble. Passes off to Andre. Andre almost lost it, then he passed it, and there in the passing lane was DeMonte Bean, just what you were talking about, Gary. Good job getting hands in the passing lane.
And Bean's right there ready for that pick. As soon as he saw they were in trouble, he's ready to step up. Metro East turns it over now.
Cooper Krohn trying to drive. He got the ball stripped away from him. Now shots up and no good. Bean comes up with a rebound, and Gavin Matus going to get caught for the reach over the back. On Gavin will be his first. On the Toppers, it'll be their fourth team foul. 5 minutes to go to halftime, 15-11. Hillsboro, 11 points in the first quarter. In the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, they've been shut out. This is one thing that always bothers me when I watch the college game. How can you go 7 and 8 minutes without a score, without a field goal? But here you've seen Toppers with some silly turnovers, Metro East Lutheran with some good defense, This time the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Metro East. They'll pick up turnover number 8.
Yeah, the Metro East defense, talking about last time down, that they're going to bring two guys out there for a trap. And Bean did a good job of realizing the guy was in the trap. I'm going to take away that pass out of there. And that's where they got the turnover coming out of the trap.
So basically, if you put the good hard trap on there, you don't have to guard all 5. You just have to guard the most obvious passing lane. Worked to perfection that time for the Knights. They pick up the turnover. Now Andre over at the elbow on the left side. He'll kick it out top to Pruitt. His shot will not go. Andre, however, charges in, gets the rebound. He had an opportunity for a baseline layup, but there's going to be a pushing foul called underneath. The foul is going to go on Tyler Williams. That'll be his first. It'll be the team's third. And that's one thing about Metro East. 3 fouls, 1 on each of 3 guys, so they're not in foul trouble. Just what the doctor ordered. Nick Andre pulls up for a 15-foot jumper, and that looks sweet.
Yeah, very nice shot off the dribble there by Andre. Makes it a 15-13 ball game. And get that first bucket of the second quarter.
Now he had the deflection but didn't have a teammate there to get the ball. Inside it'll go to Bean. Bean loses the ball. Turnover number 9 as the topper's getting a little sticky on the defense inside there. Missed shot pulled off by Bean, and back the other way go Metro East. Decked out in their green uniforms with their gold and white trim. Going coast to coast was Jonah Wilson. His shot won't go. But Metro East comes up with the rebound. It'll kick it back out top to Wilson. Wilson will set the offense and give the ball at the head of the key to DeMonte Bean. Bean will now give it off on the other side. And back the other way they'll go. They'll pull it out, set it back up, and go back around to the other side. Pass is deflected, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Metro East. And that will be turnover number 10 on them. Brendan Steinmeier, is in the ball game. Didn't have Brendan in my scorebook at first. Added him late down at the bottom, so he was out of numerical order. You know how I am. If things aren't in order, I get very upset. Steinmeier was the defender. He's guarding the man out front. Now it'll be off on the side, and the steal is going to go to A.J. Smith. Smith with a nice loop-de-doop. The younger brother of a certain Mark Smith, who played for Illinois and now plays for Missouri. And the coach's son.
Yeah, nice move. Nice move back to the middle and finish with the left hand.
7 turnovers on the toppers. Now Greg goes inside to the right side of the lane, off the glass and in. Good move. I know I've heard you several times in the coaching sessions talk about put it off the window. He did just that.
Yeah, good finish by Greg there.
17-15.
Does a good job of standing straight up. Bean somehow gets it around Greg and puts it in.
Well, there's a situation. You can't fault that defense at all. He had him sealed as best he could, and he just kind of hooked around underneath his arm, got the shot to drop. Down at the other end, the shot will not fall for Landon Carroll. So with a 19-15 lead, Metro East Lutheran comes back, and they'll throw the ball away once again. 11 miscues on MEL. The Knights of Metro East Lutheran. Andre goes up for the shot, and I think he's going to be fouled from behind. And if so, that'll go on Brendan Steinmeier. We'll see. Rick Toll brings the call over. He says, yes, indeed. It was on number 1, Brendan Steinmeier. Little 5'9", junior.
Yeah, he's not too tall, but very quick. Very active with his hands, but he got caught that time.
Well, you know, that's the thing about it is, once you get those hands moving into the passing lanes, you can be very effective, whether you're 6'4", or whether you're 5'9", and he proved that point right there. He'll come in, and he'll go on defense against Drake Vogel, just into the ball game for the Toppers. They'll throw the inbounds pass. It's a little too high for Jude Bertolino, and Bertolino trying to go back and get the ball. Instead, he's going to get the foul.
Probably not a bad foul. Metro East would have had a 2-on-1.
That's like a 15-yard penalty on a breakaway for pass interference. You didn't give up the touchdown. Is that what you're telling me?
That's it.
The last game I did, I had Dan was up here with me, and he was talking about the wrestling holds. And so now I guess it's okay if we put some other sports involved in here as well. Pass goes back up top as it's Kalen McKinney. Inside they'll go now, and it'll be a little push. Nope. Coach Smith is over there screaming for a timeout, and he'll get the timeout with 1:45 to go here in the second quarter. 19-15 is the lead of Metro East. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. As I mentioned in our earlier contest, we had a play in which a foul was called, and Dan Newkirk, with his wrestling expertise, thought we should be offering 2 points to the guy for a takedown. So I guess what I'm trying to say is these sports, they all really interrelate, don't they?
They do.
If you
can get all kinds of different wrestling holds out there, a couple blocking moves on football, and I don't know if I've seen any swimming yet, but I guess we can see swim move.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've seen the swim move in football, and probably it's surfaced a few times here in basketball, these post players getting inside. This time it is a pass going to the inside, and Andre, I don't know, if he didn't get tripped up by a player, he tripped over the midcourt line there, but a turnover goes each way, and Metro East will come back with the ball.
Yeah, there's your hockey. Could have been 2 minutes for tripping right there.
There you go, another sport involved. Indeed, Cooper Crone with a shot, a little long, a little strong, coming away with a rebound is Jace Teakin. Teakin with a dribble between the legs. He's being hounded over there by Cooper Crone. Tell you what, I like the way this Crone kid plays defense.
Yeah, he does. He's very active. And
got his feet moving, got his hands moving, and got a shot falling there for Nick Andre, who picks up his second bucket of the game. Give him 2 free throws, 2 field goals, 6 points for Andre. Makes it a 2-point game as we head into the final minute of the first half. Traveling call going to be called on Steinmeier there as he got the feet moving a little bit too fast, couldn't get the ball to the floor in time. Turnover number 13, and still Metro East has a 2-point lead.
That's one of those, he took the hand off on his left side, wanted to dribble with his right hand, carries the ball over to his right hip before putting it down, takes 2 steps before he gets the ball on the ground, the official called a travel.
You got to do that a little more quickly. Sometimes you can get the ball left hand, right hand, then down, but it's got to be fast. That wasn't fast enough. Of course, this is a very proficient veteran officiating crew for sure. Andre with a shot off the side of the iron, coming away with the rebound is Tyler Williams for the Knights. He'll go down, spot up. Oh, missed his first receiver, got the second receiver. Shot would not go as Cooper Crone had the shot. However, Metro East maintains possession. They're really aggressive on those offensive boards, aren't they?
They are very good. They get in there, they get after it.
A.J. Smith with the ball over on the left side. He's going to pull it out with 15 seconds to go. See if he can reset and get an offense going. He'll give the ball off to Bean. Bean trying to throw the ball to a cutter down the left side. Throws it behind him for turnover number 14.
I think Bean thought he was going to jam in and pop back out for the outside shot. Smith went for the layup. Bean threw it out of bounds.
You're saying he zigged when he should have zagged?
Yeah, one of them zigged, one of them zagged.
There you go. In any event, 7 seconds to go. Toppers with a chance to tie or take the lead as they bring the ball down. Prunt for a long three. It comes up short, and the horn sounds, and that will end the first half. After 2 quarters of play, Metro East Lutheran 19, Hillsboro 17. We'll be back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. Well, you know what they say, young man. Those who can, do. Those who can't, coach. Those who can't coach, go into broadcasting.
Sit way up high up here.
And have fun in the hospitality room, too. Have you made it down there yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you have. You've got, it's unbelievable.
I've heard there's chili.
It's unbelievable. Yes, indeed it is. Starting the third quarter, here we go. The Toppers going to get the ball, decked out in their white uniforms with the orange and black trim. They're going to be going from right to left or to the north basket here in the second half. Oh, a nice dish inside to Greg. He decides to kick it back outside for a three-pointer going up, but no good for Teakin. And there's that man Bean coming up with a rebound once again. Quickly, they'll go down Williams and go baseline. And Greg blocks his shot. Now the Toppers come away with it. They're going to try to race quickly. They lose control. Ball goes off a foot. Whose foot was it? They're going to say it was off of Hillsboro. The orange and black fans not happy with that call.
Well, it got a little bit like soccer down there. It's hard to tell whose foot it went off of last.
Well, one official wasn't sure. He pointed at the other official, and the other official was pretty sure of his call. So, and you know me, as I said before today, I never question officials.
Yeah, we got 3 really good ones out here tonight.
You got that right. Do you happen to know those guys?
This is, we got Toll, Fesser, and DeClerc.
It's called the A-team, right?
That is the A-team.
You always knew when you were coaching and you saw those guys show up to officiate, you were going to get a fairly called game, and they were going to keep the game under control.
Yeah, we had Rick Toll at Hillsboro one time, and he come over to the stage and said, hey, we had somebody cancel on us last minute. They called me to fill in, And of course, being from Hillsboro, he was all worried. I was like, hey, I will take you in any gym, any day, any time. He's one of the very best.
He still didn't give you any calls, did he?
Not one. Not one.
But I've heard some good words from them about you. They always appreciate the way that you treated coaches or referees. And I said, I just wish he'd treated his parents better. I had to get that one
well,
in.
Well, you still haven't given me any ideas for Christmas, so you're still getting nothing.
Well, right now I think I'm probably headed for some coal, right? Bean misses the first free throw, I think. He makes the second one, I think.
He made the second one.
All right, we'll give him 7 points and make it 20-17. Hillsboro trailing by three will bring the ball back down the floor. Over on the wing it goes to Tekin. Tekin goes into the corner to Andre. Andre out in the wing, goes to Carroll. Spots up the three. Nope. Comes up a little bit short. Kicks off to Bean. Bean gets the rebound. Dishes off to Williams. Williams down in the corner with a pass. Three-point shot a little bit long, a little bit strong. There's Bean with the, oh, good spin move. Didn't finish it to the hole. Instead, he kicks it back outside. Metro East will set up the offense. Back they'll go inside to Bean. DeMonte going to stop and pop from the free throw line. It's no good. Oh, leaping high was Nick Andre for the rebound. He's going to lead the charge down the floor into a double team. Not a wise move there. Turnover number nine. Now the other way. It's timeout called by Metro East as the player was sitting on his backside, and he didn't want to call a travel, so he says, I'll take a timeout. 6:08 to go, third quarter. Metro East Lutheran 20, Hillsboro 17. We'll take a break and be back after this one message on WSMI. Following the timeout, it will be Metro East Lutheran ball. I thought they called a 30-second timeout, but the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they sat down on the bench, and that would dictate that it was a 60-second timeout, right?
That's the only thing I could figure. You're supposed to stay up on a 30-second timeout. Maybe you didn't have any 30s left when they checked it at the bench.
I don't keep track of those. I have enough trouble to keep track of the score, so I figured let the coach take care of the timeouts. I always figured I was better off if I didn't call timeouts because I really didn't have a lot to say, and sometimes it was better off let the team go. And we saw last night a couple situations where a timeout proved costly. The team couldn't get the ball in bounds following the timeout.
That's true. That's one of those, that, you know, the 30-second timeout, I didn't know enough about basketball to fill all 30 seconds.
And nice shot in the corner there, and that is Jason Williams with his first points of the night. He hits bottom of the net from three-point land down deep on the left corner. First tray of the game for Metro East. Hillsboro has won three already this evening. Back the other way, shot comes up a little bit short by Landon Carroll. Greg comes up with the rebound. It goes loose. Carroll gets the ball back. He misses another shot. Metro East comes away, and thus far, the Toppers having big-time troubles here at this north basket. Back the other way, shot is blocked, and coming up with a rebound, good hustle there by Jude Bertolino, the 5'11 sophomore. Back the other way, shots up by Brutt, comes up a little bit short. Metro East comes away with a rebound. They'll swing it back across. Oh, I like that. Pass across the lane, down to the low post. Doesn't get the shot, but they maintain possession. Heading to the five-minute mark, going to be a traveling call on Cooper Crone. That's turnover number 15 on Metro East. 15 turnovers, and they still have a six-point lead.
The Toppers having trouble coming out here the third quarter, the same as they did the start of the second quarter, getting things going, getting that first basket to go down.
Aiden Scroggins comes into the game for the Toppers. Prutt's coming down as he was moving ahead. Jason Williams wanted to dive in there and get the ball. Problem was, it was a good effort that time by offensive player Prutt to make sure that he did not get to the ball, draw the foul. So it'll be Toppers' ball. Inbounding will be Jude Bertolino. He'll get the ball in to Aiden Scroggins. Scroggins on the dribble, out between the circles, goes over to the left side. Gives the ball off to Andre. Andre goes back up top. Over on the wing it goes to Prutt. Prutt going to drive down the left side to the corner. Gives it off to Andre. Andre spins through a double team. Spins shot. Comes up short. Coming up with the rebound is Tyler Williams. Williams and the Knights go back down the other way. They'll try to go right down the lane. Pass is deflected and stolen. Greg with a nice lead pass for Prutt. Prutt goes up, and it's good. Greg once again with another lead pass, getting a good assist. Prutt with his first 2 points of the game makes it a four-point game.
Yeah, you need to get that first easy one. And Greg did a great job of that long outlet pass leading to an easy basket.
He played tight end, but he could have played quarterback throwing like that. Oh, had the possibility to get a charge, but Scroggins couldn't resist jumping up and trying to get the block. Instead, he'll get the foul. it's so easy to say, keep your feet set, draw the charge. It's so tempting to say, I want to block that shot. And that's NBA, right?
That's it. That's what that we watch on TV. That's what gets the oohs and the ahs.
And first free throw is up and good by Jonah Wilson. So Wilson has 7 points. He's averaged about 9 points a game for the Knights. He'll get another as he bounces on those toes a couple of times, loosen those legs. Now a couple dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. He can't buy it as that one went off the edge, and Bertolino comes up with a rebound. He'll dish it off to Tekin. Jace will bring it down on the dribble. Whoop, there's a kick save. It's a coach loves to see that. Take care of the high passes with your hands. Take care of the low passes with your feet. Zach Miller did just that.
Well, you see the Knights defense extending there. It's 2-3 coming out, meeting you at half court, putting a little pressure on, a little bit of a trap. And the bottom guys not just sitting back there, but coming out and taking away that pass, looking for the turnover there.
Yeah, not often do you see a 2-3 trapping defense, but that's exactly what they're going for. When they've got it, they'll go get it. Ooh, a little bit of a push off there by Andre. Now the bounce pass loses the line of fire, but Greg's able to come up with it, and he'll pass up the shot, instead pass it back out front. Now they go into Andre. Andre with hands and face all over his face has to give the ball off. Back up top, it'll go to Scroggins. Now into Greg. His shot rolls around. Nice shooter touch there by Jordan Greg, and he's hit a couple of nice perimeter shots.
Now Scroggins made a great entry because he hit Greg's right shoulder. If he throws it to the left side in the middle of his chest, it gets picked off. Put it right out there where he could get it. The defense couldn't. That led to the open shot.
And, of course, if the big guy knows what's going on in there, he knows when you throw that pass that you're telling him this side is your open side. Go that way. Pass deflected and out of bounds. A little upset with himself is Landon Carroll. He thought he could have caught that ball, but I thought he did a good job just getting a hand in the passing lane.
He did. They did a good job of just defending that one well underneath. There was nothing there. Metro East forced a pass in, but fortunate for Metro East, it went off of the Hilltoppers.
24-21, Metro East with the lead and the ball as we approach the three-minute mark in the third quarter. Jason Williams with the ball up top. He'll go over on the right wing to Zach Miller. Back up top, they'll go around the perimeter to Williams and out the left-hand side as he's at the free throw line extended. Now a little errant pass, almost stolen, but A.J. Smith with a good job of recovering. His shot's up, a little short. Bean with a rebound. His put back, no good. Greg finally pulls it away for the Toppers. 2:45. Ooh, that's a dangerous lob pass. But it makes connections, and Tekin has the ball down in the corner. He faces a double team and loses the ball. Turnover number 11 on the Toppers. Back the other way goes Smith. He'll go to the basket. He was stopped there by Greg, who's just like a wall there. That stone wall stood twice. He does it again, but this time Jordan's going to get called for the foul. It'll be his second.
Yeah. Greg did a great job of staying straight up on that first one. As the ball went up in the air and came back down, one of the things, you know, the padding on the bottom of the backboard, the ball caught that and flipped it behind his head. Otherwise, he'd have caught it if it came straight down.
A.J. Smith, a 6'4 sophomore, and this kid has potential. First free throw's up, and it's good.
Yeah, that padding on the bottom of the backboard gets in the way. I don't need the padding on the backboard. It never was a problem for me. I never once hit my head on the backboard.
The padding on the bottom of the net was plenty for me. In any event, second free throw's up and good by A.J., but the statement was made this morning, and I thought it's very true. The further removed I become from my playing days, the better player I was, because there's fewer people who remember me. And that's the way it goes. For Hillsboro now, Gavin Matush is going to come into the ball game as Jace Tekin is going to get a break. 2:28 to go here, third quarter, 26-21. Metro East with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. It comes in to Pruitt. Pruitt will give the ball back to Carroll. Landon will bring it across midcourt. Kick it back to Pruitt. Pruitt on a little dribble drive, kicks over to Carroll on the baseline. He'll drive, not there, so go back up top. Inside, oh, nice entry pass there. Shots up, no good by Gavin Matush as we fight for the rebound. Foul going to be called. Is that one of those trying to recover from the missed shot?
Yeah, that's it. Just a little bit frustrated with the missed shot. Want to get the ball back right now instead of just being patient, realizing, hey, they've got it. Get back out of there. picks up a foul a long way from the basket.
Matush picks up his second foul. Greg has two fouls. Carroll has two fouls. That's all the foul trouble for the Hilltoppers. Nobody for Metro East with more than one, at least according to my unofficial books. Oh, nice shot on the left side with the right hand going off the glass. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul called. I believe this one's going to go against Metro East, isn't it?
It is.
I would call that one against.
Greg had the rebound, and Metro East tried to come through.
Go ahead, say his name. G-U-T-H-J-A-R-A-J-A-H-R. Guthjar?
Guthjar.
Guthjar. That's what it's going to be today. Oh, 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 going to be a collision there, and guess who's going to pick up another quick foul?
Guthjar.
Diving to get into that passing lane. Well, you know they've been instructed to be aggressive on those passing lanes, try to get into the get the hand in there, and Guthjar picks up two quick ones. So they'll have a substitution as they'll bring Krohn back into the ball game. And as a result, they'll send Bean out for a break.
A little trouble getting the ball inbounds. Coach Vanzo's going to have to take a timeout.
He'll call the timeout. We'll take a break as well. 1:43 to go here in the third quarter. 26-21 Metro East. Back after these messages on WSMI. I think we're just going to do one here. I believe it's a 30, so we'll just take one. Levi Ubelt back in the studios. He's our producer tonight as Dave Keene walks below us from the Springfield Journal. Wrote a real nice article about you in your early days of coaching, and I keep pestering when he's going to write an article about me. He's too nice to say I'll write one as soon as you do something. But in any event, we've had a lot of fun with it over the years. 1, 2, 3, forgot to say Mother May I, that we were calling earlier. You've heard of the Euro step. That's called the Euro-Asian step, and you can't do both of those at one time.
Can't get across two continents in one trip.
Not in one step. So the turnover will be turnover number 16 on Metro East. Gives the ball back to the Toppers. They trail here, 26-21. With the ball is Carroll. He goes to the free throw line and stops. Oh, Jordan Gregg wanted to shoot that three, and he decided maybe I better not. If I do, I might be sitting on the bench for a while. He'll kick over to the elbow at the high post to get this ball there. Look inside. It's not there, so he'll go back up top to Carroll. Gets a pass back. I'm going to try that three now, and he was one step back too far. Comes up short. The air ball is retrieved by Metro East as we head to the final minute of the third quarter. 26-21. Shots up. Shots no good. Prutt comes up with a rebound. Prutt goes length of the floor. Gets the ball off. Oh, nice pass. What a recovery by Landon Carroll. I don't know how he kept from falling on that one.
Yeah, Carroll did a good job of maintaining his balance and getting that ball up to the rim and finished well.
Makes this a three-point game. They'll go inside to Bean. Bean's going to go against Greg. He'll get the shot to roll over the rim. Nice move. And once again, I don't think you can fault Carroll or Greg for his defense. Back the other way, the Topper's going to fire up a quick one. It won't go. Coming down quickly with the ball, Jonah Wilson stopped in his tracks to avoid a charge. He'll pull things back and walk things down the floor. Into the final 20 seconds of the third quarter we go. 28-23, Metro East with the lead and the ball. Wilson, double team, gives it up, dishes it off to A.J. Smith. Smith between the circles, works it down to 10 seconds, and then gives it to Bean. Back to Smith. Now coming up top for the shot is Jonah Wilson. It'll roll around, not go down. They get the rebound, however, and a running one-hander. Up and good by Jonah Wilson. Give him 3 in the quarter. Give him 9 in the game. Make the lead 30-23 for Metro East Lutheran over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers after 3. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. We head to the fourth quarter here at Carlinville. Metro East got the ball to start the quarter, missed a shot. Toppers got the rebound. They trailed by 7 as they worked their offense. What was the latest score on the 8th grade Hillsboro game?
18-17 trailing after 3 quarters.
So the girls from Hilltoppers are from Hillsboro are having a little bit of problem there. They're the Dragons, correct?
They are the Dragons at junior high, and Hillsboro, they're green.
Hillsboro Dragons. I remember that.
Very
Jordan
nice.
Gregg remembers how to hit that perimeter shot at the elbow on the right side. He picks up his 10th point, yes?
It is a 5-point game.
So that puts the Toppers back in the game, and now Smith, as he's trying to penetrate into the lane, he gets caught for the travel. So turnover number 17 gives the ball back to the Toppers. 17 turnovers by a team when you've only committed 11. They've got a plus 6 there, but they've got to convert on those turnovers, and that's what the Toppers need to do right here, right now, trailing by 5. Inside the 7-minute mark we go. Back to Andre. Thought about a 3. Decides to pick it up and give it over to Pruitt. Pruitt facing a double team over there on the side. Now they back off as he picked up his dribble. He gives it off to Andre from the left elbow. Up! Oh, rattles around. Won't go down. Long lead pass goes to Cooper Crone. Crone goes down. He can't get the shot to drop. So the Toppers getting some opportunities here, but they got to make hay right here. Oh, I tell you what, I thought there was a foul there. Keaton Pruitt thought there was a foul there, but the three guys in stripes didn't. So therefore, there was no foul, right?
No foul.
There you go. If they don't blow the whistle, it's not a foul. Oh, a nice lead pass and then miss. The bunny did Tyler Williams, and the Toppers come away with it. So you talk about having some lady luck on your side. The Toppers have had two or three breaks here, but they've got to commit. And that time, Jordan Gregg with an extra step. Forgot to say Mother May I. It'll be turnover number 12 on H. Yes.
Yeah, the Toppers were trailing by 7 coming into this quarter. Picked up 2 real early. Had a couple chances to cut this thing from 5 down to 3 or 2 possibly. Have missed a few opportunities here off of the Knights' turnovers.
And against a team like Metro East, you have to take advantage of every opportunity. As we said, they have a 4-3 record. Whoa! Thought he's going to put a saddle on him there for a second. No foul called as he got rid of the ball. It went over to the other side. They said continue to play. Baseline drive, kick it back out. Kalen McKinney with the ball. Oh, inside to Smith. Off the glass, rolls around, won't go down. Gregg got away with a little bit of a reach over the top. Oh, man's wide open underneath. Somebody took a nap there as A.J. Smith converted for his 8th point of the game.
Well, Bean has made 3 real good passes from the high post down to the low post, and finally Smith was able to convert and put that one in.
And so it's back to a 7-point game, 32-25 in favor of Metro East Lutheran. As we said, they're 4-3, but they've lost twice to a very good Alton Marquette team. And once, Alton Marquette suffered their first defeat last night at the hands of Madison. And the other loss for Metro East Lutheran was to a very good Niceville team. So 3 losses to very fine programs. Oh, now Jordan Gregg does a good job getting a hand in the passing lane. He's going to go coast to coast, and he's going to get that ball swatted down, and he'll go to the ground as A.J. Smith is going to pick up the foul. And you know as well as I do that A.J. Smith says it was worth it.
Yeah, he sent him to the line to earn the 2 points with 2 free throws instead of giving him 1 layup there.
And here's the thing about the Toppers for the night. They are 2-4-6. Gregg's free throw's up, and it's good. I wasn't going to tell you he was 0-for-2, but I'll tell you that now. He's 1-for-3. Gives them 11 points on the night for Jordan Gregg, the big 6'4 senior. Second free throw comes up a little bit short. Looks like he just ran out of gas on that second one. 5 minutes showing on this fourth quarter clock. 32-26. Hillsboro and Deer Creek Mackinac now tied to 20-20 at the end of the third quarter. All right. Inside pass goes to Bean. I'll tell you what, I am impressed with this Metro East Lutheran's passing game. They really look for the open man. You said earlier in the first half sometimes they were making the extra pass. I think they've cut that one out quite a bit here in the second half.
Yeah, they've done a great job. They're very unselfish. If they had any fault, it was being too unselfish. Now they're getting that thing down in there when they should and finishing well.
Gregg that time almost walked again. Now as he tries the diagonal pass across, Pruitt loses control of it. It goes back over to Metro East. Turnover number 13.
Williams went a little Marcus Haynes on us out there at half court. Maintained that dribble.
And now on the reach in, Andre's going to get caught for the foul. And for Nick, that's going to be, I believe, that's his 2nd. 5 team fouls on the Toppers with 4:14 to go. They trail by 8. And so it'll be Metro East Lutheran ball. Jason Williams, the 5'10 senior, will inbound. Landon's going to have a seat. And into the lineup is Jude Bertolino, the 5'11 sophomore, for Coach Joe Vanza. Pass out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Metro East. So that'll be their 18th turnover. Once again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but doesn't do any good unless you convert on these turnovers.
That's it. Got to get some points out of this one. Getting that four-minute mark of the fourth quarter, down by eight. Every possession is starting to get critical now.
What was it you used to say? Stop and pop. Get a stop, and then you got to pop. There it is. Pop. No. Up and over the backboard as Pruitt had a good look at the three, but it came strong off the rim and bounced up and over the backboard. So with 3:51 to go, the Metro East Lutheran lead is still 8, 34-26. Stop and pop. Williams, it's up. It's no good. Oh, staying with us. Smith comes up with that rebound. He did an excellent job there of going up straight for the rebound, not reaching over anybody. And as a result, he gets the putback. 4 points in the quarter for A.J. Smith, 10 points in the game. He is, believe it or not, the first player for Metro East in double figures. And we have a turnover on the Toppers. Kicked it out of bounds there. 14 turnovers on HHS. Can't afford the giveaways. Oh, back the other way. Reverse layup. Oh, nice move. Reverse layup, Jason Williams. That's his first two of the day to go along with the three. He has five. But that's what you call going under the basket to let the backboard help you out.
Yeah, Metro East has really started to connect on those passes here in the fourth quarter, finishing well. And I've been impressed. Bean is strong inside. And then he steps to the high post and gets out. He makes some really great passes, leading some guys to the basket.
And here's the thing. They come up with three or four guys off the bench to give these guys a breather, and that's very important. And I think perhaps that's one thing that's going on with Hillsboro right now. The legs may be getting a little weary. Got to remember, this is their second game in 2 days as well. Greg is going to spin through the traffic round and round, gets it to go down. Jordan Greg with his fifth point of the quarter, give him 13 for the game, make it 38-28. It's a 10-point game, 2:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout Hillsboro. We'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. You know, Gary, we want to thank all of the people who have volunteered and who have helped out to make this successful, but there's at least three of them I want to give special accolades, and that is Jennifer Graham, Tom Williams, and Levi Ubel. All three of those have been back at the studio throughout the day making sure that this all comes on the air, and as you like to say, they'd make us sound good if that's possible. Another timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick timeout, too, and be back after these messages on WSMI. And that's Levi Ubel back at our studios now. He's our producer, sending it back to us. And, Gary, we were talking earlier. The first time that you and I ever got to be on air together was thanks to Tito, wasn't it?
It was. We were at Calhoun. You mentioned that earlier. The girls' basketball, was that the sectional?
I believe it might have been.
And Painted Girls were over there, and we were there, and he got to bring us down and talk to us, and I think, I don't know if we amazed everybody or.
We had a lot of fun with it. Oh, long pass going to be too long and go out of bounds, and they'll bring it all the way back there. You had Julianne McMillan playing for Painted. You were there watching her and the other Lady Panthers, and of course, I was pulling for my Piesaw Birds, and I don't even remember, did the Panthers win that day?
I think the Panthers came out on top that way, and that day. And ended up finishing second in state that year.
I do remember, though, that I was very grateful to Terry Tote that he called both of us down to be on the air at halftime, and he talked to us. And I think that's where the term originated, that I was Gary Boker, the original version, and you were Gary Boker Jr., the new improved edition, and it's always been that way ever since. Shots up and no good. Down the other way go the Toppers at the 2:35 mark. The Toppers trail by 10, and the foul's going to be called on Jason Williams, who will pick up his second.
Well, if this is what new and improved looks like and feels like, it's not going to sell very many cars.
There you go. There is hope for the future, though, as we look to Branton Kennedy, right?
That's right.
The next generation's even more improved.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, as we said, Brandt had the outstanding football season this year as they went undefeated, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade?
Yes.
And now Kennedy is heading on in the Elks Hoop Shoot Contest today. So some good things happening, and they won their ball game today. So you got to be a happy, proud papa at this time. I know I'm a proud gaga, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And we know that Grandma's sitting back there in Brighton. She's proud, too. Shots up and no good by the Knights, but they get their own rebound, and at the 2:15 mark, they're going to fire a three up. It'll come up short. Keaton Pruitt comes away with the rebound. He'll dribble through the double team. He keeps right on going. Oh, then a nice lead pass for Jude Bertolino, but his shot will not fall. And Metro East comes away with it. It's been that kind of night for Hillsboro. When they get the turnovers, when they get the opportunities, they simply haven't been able to convert.
Well, with the 10-point lead, 2.5 minutes to go, the Knights took 2 3-point shots quickly. And I think Coach Smith probably shaves his head, but even if he did not, his head would look a lot like mine with the hair falling out.
I'll tell you what, though, his head's a lot closer to heaven than yours is. He's one big dude, isn't he?
Well, not right now. We're up here at the top of the balcony. Yeah.
I know when I went down to get the starting lineups from him, there was no way I was going to say anything but sir to him as I looked up. And very nice individual. Last report we had, Hillsboro was tied after – 3 periods. Hillsboro was tied with Deer Creek Mackinac 20-20. Do we have any reports, any updates, Jen?
24-24 going into overtime.
24-24 overtime. Go Dragons, go. So some excitement up north as the 8th grade girls from Hillsboro, the Dragons, are playing Deer Creek Mackinac, I believe it is, and it's 24-24 going into overtime. Here's not going so well for the Toppers as the Orange and Black find themselves trailing by 10 with 107 seconds to go. Now, you've got 5 team fouls, so you're going to have to commit a couple fouls if you want to be stopping the clock, because they won't even be going to the free throw line yet. And for the night, Metro East, I have them down 5 for 10 from the charity stripe. So we shall see. Will the Toppers put them there for the last minute 47? Metro East will inbound in front of the stage. Jen Graham giving us our updates on the Dragons as she watches the Toppers play here in the T-Tote shootout. Inside it goes to Bean. Bean goes up. Nice power move. How do you stop that?
That's it. I think Coach Smith would like to see that a lot more out of him.
That's bread and butter. That's what that is. Toppers missed a shot, but they tipped the ball around, gained control of it. Now as Carroll tries to make a pass, he's going to be fouled. I believe this may go against Cooper Crone. We shall see. It does. Crone's going to pick up his first. As we said, Toppers are not in the bonus yet. As we have a line change here for Metro East Lutheran, as Bean will go out, and Williams will go out, and Crone will go out. And McKinney is going to come in, as well as Guthjar. Looks like Miller comes in as well as Jonah Wilson. This could be his free throw shooting team in here right now.
Could be.
Shot from the baseline, 3-point attempt is up, comes up short for Pruitt. He's trying to chase down the floor, and he's able to come up from behind and knock the ball away from the Metro East Lutheran Knights.
Good hustle by Pruitt, chase him down there.
And so it will be Metro East Lutheran ball. And it comes in, and nice reverse layup there by Nolan Guthjar as he gets his first points of the game. And gotta like that, a little semi-hook by a sub-6-footer. Back the other way, the Toppers are getting fouled, and the team that shouldn't be fouling is the team that's doing the fouling here.
It always, it kind of baffles me when that happens. The team that's winning decides to foul, the team that's losing and trailing the game would need to foul to stop the clock, doesn't foul.
Well, it's giving the Toppers an opportunity to cut into this deficit, which is all of a sudden swelled to 14 points. It's 42-28. Bonus attempt coming. First shot's up, and it's good. Landon Carroll with the free throw gives him 8 points on the night. Draws them within 13. 1:02 remaining in this game, and we'll have one more game left in the proceedings here today, as it'll be Staunton and Nokomis. That one should be a good one for a nightcap, Gary.
Yeah, it should. It should be a great game there. Nokomis doing a great job. I know they always start with the stovetop tournament there and play a lot of the 3A teams. And record-wise, may not be indicative of just how good they are, but those of us in the area know.
Coach Kimbrell.
Don't read the records or anything like that. We know they got a very good ball club.
What
Coach
is
Redfern
it?
Has done a great job at Staunton, getting them to really playing well too.
He's gotten them to believe. I really believe that they are on the same page with him, and we talked earlier about getting a team to mesh, and I think that's what is starting to happen over at Staunton, and Troy Redfern, a good one to do that.
Yeah, he is, and I think he had this group in junior high.
So he knew the capabilities there. All right, shot is up and good for Metro East. And number 32, I don't have – well, I do have him. That's Pete Jackson, who just made the shot. I knew I'd get to put him in the book one time. Keaton Prutt comes up with a quick two, and that makes it 44-32, but only 38 seconds left as the Toppers call a timeout. We'll keep it right here if that's okay. With 38 seconds to go, 44-32 is our score. Metro East looking like they're going on to victory number 5 on the season. Recapping our games of the day, we started with a girls' game, Litchfield 51, Pawnee 39. Then the boys from Litchfield defeated the boys from Lincolnwood 50-36. Game 3 saw the Staunton Lady Bulldogs defeat Nokomis 59-21. The Carlinville Lady Cavaliers defeated Auburn 45-35. Then the Auburn boys returned the favor, defeating Carlinville 44-35. Hillsboro's girls defeated Gillespie 76-43. And this one, down to the final 30 seconds, looks like it's going to go the way of the Metro East Lutheran Knights, but the Toppers not going down without a fight. To the basket goes Landon Carroll. He'll go up, and he'll go to the free throw line, drawing the foul.
Pruitt lost his shoe on that rebound.
I was going to say, you know Pruitt's all in, right? He ran right out of his shoe trying to get that rebound as Carroll goes to the free throw line. Trailing by 12, he'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll come up short. A two-shot foul. Metro East wasn't sure on that. They were ready to go. And you like that a team. If you're not sure, go ahead and grab that ball. And if it is a dead ball, the officials will whistle it. Carroll with the second free throw. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. Yeah, he can't buy it again as he misses both of them. Now the outlet pass. Whoa, out of bounds. That kid almost ran in to the bleachers over there on the far side.
Nice brick wall at the base of the stage there. That's something you want to run into.
Not one that you want to definitely make contact with. So the Toppers get the ball back inside 20 seconds. Prutt with a long three off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. Whoa, a little bit of a push and shove. Boys, let's play nice here in the final seconds. Down to 12.5 seconds to go. Toppers are going to get the ball back. They'll inbound the ball to Prutt. They'll give it to Carroll. Carroll goes into the lane, is up in the lane for two. Landon Carroll comes up with his fourth point of the quarter. Give him 11 points for the game. He's the second Topper in double figures. And the shot is up and good by Nick Henry. But it is too little, too late as he gets bottom of the net. But the Metro East Lutheran Knights, they get the victory. Final score, Metro East 44, Hillsboro 37. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI.